Oh, this makes me sad. Billy's not here.
Hold her up tight.
Why?
He'd be singing all the filler words of this song.
He would.
Bama Billy. He's not really a Bama. Would we keep him around if he was?
Maybe.
We kick off hour number
two. He's a nice guy.
Friday edition.
Hates Tennessee, though.
I'm not. Just Knoxville.
Knoxville, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just Knoxville, Tennessee. I am not high. For the record.
Yet.
For the record.
It is your birthday. Things get crazy. Yeah, everybody make sure you tweet at Nate Hodges a big happy birthday to the Godfather.
Getting old.
We all are. Act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Just glad it's not a big one. Just become a nice no number one.
No number?
You know the bad thing, though?
AARP?
It just hit me.
Oh.
I'm no longer 37. Such a great number.
Pour one out.
Did you see?
Well, our audience is growing, so
that,
maybe 38 now.
Got another listener.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how the some of the other media members were kind of joshing a certain someone about their birthday last year? And they got, I think it was Juwan Jennings in on the fun. Wishing him a 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his 40th birthday. And
yes.
I was like, please, dear God, let it be his 37th.
And it was.
And it was.
Yeah. Little Easter egg for anybody who wants to go dig that up.
That's pretty great. Pretty great.
9-3 per Barrett Salee.
I like it. I like it. Is that, I mean, we might as well go ahead and do it. 8-4 is like, okay, all right, that works. 9-3 would have been better, but I can live with 8-4, Jeremy, but we need to keep on getting better. 7-5 is the, oh, God, and 6-6 is the, what have we done, right? Like, that's
if
it,
we
right?
go 6-6.
That's it, right? I mean, not,
no.
I didn't mean.
If we go 6-6 without like catastrophic injuries, that's what I'm like. Okay, we're going to be doing the whole.
When I said that's it, I didn't mean that meant you fire him. I just meant that's the line where it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, we said it, man. You can't go backwards.
That's the freak out line. Doesn't mean you fire him, but you're definitely freaking out if you go 6-6.
If you go 6-6 again without just catastrophic injuries across the board, that's when I'm probably thinking. We're going to be doing that hot board in the near future.
Yeah. Maybe give one bounce back here,
right.
But
6-6 with wins over Bama, Florida, and Georgia.
Furman, Charlotte, and who's the late game? Troy? Are we playing Troy?
That sounds right.
Do I have that in my head right? Okay.
Last time they came here, the score was like almost 100 combined.
Troy on Twitter says you better be happy with 7-5.
I don't think I'd be happy.
No, I would not. I would not.
I would not take 7-5 right now and run.
No, I'm at the.
I'd take 9-3.
My expectation.
8-4 is my floor.
I was going to say, I'd probably. Wait, what do you mean floor? Floor of take it or floor of what should happen
this
year?
That's my take it. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm optimistic that we're going to come out guns a blazing, but
the
only four losses you should have on this schedule. And that's the thing. Like, when we talk about a good football coach, they don't lose the games they shouldn't. And the only games that I look at the schedule right now, I'm like, all right, you should probably lose those. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma.
My expectation, and I think it's the right one, is 8.5, 4.5. I mean, that's 3.5. That's it. 8.5, 3.5. Like, that's it. That's the expectation. You can be on either side of that and be okay, especially depending on how it goes. I mean, if you blast Florida and then choke one away against Georgia and then lose to Troy, like, that's the kind of crap that happens in real life. We think it's not possible, but, you know.
What year was it that Edo lost to Troy?
First year?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is, like, Troy is not awful.
No.
They get a lot of, like, JUCO players and players who
I mean, they're in a hot spot for recruiting.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They get a lot of guys who, like, in a perfect world are playing for Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, maybe don't have the grades, maybe have, you know, some off-the-field type of stuff. And, you know, Troy, they've had some really good – I mean, they weren't really good that year, but they gave us all we wanted. And was that 2011 when Bray had to throw for 400 and whatever yards?
It was 2012. I was a freshman.
12? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that game was – I mean, that defense was awful, Sal Sinceri. But
shouts out.
Just saying, they've always got guys that can compete. Mm-hmm. They just don't have enough of them. Hopefully we don't lose to Troy, though, right?
Like, no, that's we're not losing to Troy.
Jeremy Pruitt probably hates Troy.
Probably.
Like he hates Auburn.
Mm-hmm. So that's good news.
You think he hates Georgia State?
Now he does.
He does now, yep. He does now. BYU, too. That return trip's going to be lit.
Mm.
Nine and three. Who do you want the win to be?
Florida.
Yeah.
Because I
guess that could be the one that Barrett Salee's thinking. Like, oh, Tennessee beats Florida, loses to Georgia, loses to Alabama. They go 6-2.
I've said it before. Like, I can easily see Florida going undefeated this year. Their most difficult game is Georgia in Jacksonville. And Georgia, as we've talked about, they've lost 10 of their 11 starters.
Yeah,
they don't have a tough schedule.
They get LSU at home, and LSU lost a ton. I mean, they have 12 players drafted?
They had more than that.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the question. I would rather be Florida because that
would feel good.
Well, also it being earlier, too, would have you really optimistic about the rest of the season.
Jake says it was Tennessee that Barrett said would beat Florida. So he has Florida at 11-1, the one loss being Tennessee.
LSU tied the record with 14 players selected 14. In this year's draft.
Loaded.
I want to say Alabama just because, like, I would want to beat Nick Saban, but I would rather have my one win, if I get one, to be in the East just to add more implications to get to Atlanta. Because, like, I'm used to seeing Alabama beat us.
I expect Florida to be in the SEC championship, so that would make me just feel better and be like, hey, we're the one team that got them.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of the, I don't want to say the loser mentality, but it would be a good one to hang out. I mean, gosh, they go to the SEC. Could you imagine if they were to beat Bama and then they get to the playoff?
You can at least continue to sell growth.
No, sure. Yeah, I mean, those things are kind of separate, but, like, I remember when they won their first basketball championship and Tennessee swept them that season with Bruce. Mm. Like, that felt kind of good. Like, hey, Florida won the national championship in basketball and you beat them every time you played them. It's like, yeah, you're close. Growth.
Growth, growth, growth.
Big fan of growth.
I kind of wanted to beat Georgia just because I hate them the most. Giving Georgia that loss that gives them no shot to make it would be pretty sweet, especially late in the year.
That's a really good point.
They're already arguing. We play them after the cocktail party or before?
After. So, like, they go and lose a close one to Florida.
They have Alabama first.
That's true.
So they lose a close one to Alabama, a close one to Florida, and then we just kind of put them over the edge.
Or they beat Bama.
Well, I was working on the Barrett's lead.
No, I hear you. Yeah, because they're undefeated.
But yeah, right. If it's a different scenario, when I can only pick one, I'll take Georgia. If I don't know the records of all the other teams.
Okay, nationally, what sends the louder message? You can only win one out of those three. If you beat Bama, is that the loudest, like, uh-oh, Tennessee's
here. That might
help
recruiting.
Tennessee's, yeah. As long as you don't get just waxed by Florida and Georgia. Mm-hmm. See, I mean, that would mean, obviously, you're third in the East, okay. But you beat Bama. I mean, I feel like beating the West champion in a given year, especially over the last decade or so has would be more significant than beating the East champion.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2016, you beat Florida. They went to Atlanta. I didn't really feel all that great. Now, if you beat Alabama and they go, I mean, if you beat Alabama and they go to Atlanta and then they beat Florida, who beat you, I'd feel pretty good about that, especially because you would have played Bama a little bit later in the schedule. Yeah, I'd take Bama. I hate Florida. I hate Georgia, but I feel like for recruiting, for national, just like, whoa, because that'd be late October.
Mm-hmm.
That'd make that Georgia game pretty hype. You know, sign me up for that.
Yeah.
Also, we've talked about this. Bama has 7 games in a row. And you're coming off a bye week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
At home. I mean, this is a really good opportunity to steal one from Alabama. If it was ever going to happen before you're just really, really good, this might be kind of like 2015. This would be a good opportunity.
The one.
But probably better because, again, you get them at home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm convinced if that 2015 game had been in Neyland, Tennessee probably wins that game.
I mean, you really just need to bat down one fader out, right?
One of about 5, yeah, that they just kept dropping over the top. I can't remember who the corner was. They went at him every play.
Foreman? No.
I can't remember.
What's the one guy that tweeted more than he made plays? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's not do that. We'll come back after a quick break. Stick with
I know him. Who you're thinking of, and I can't remember his name.
Right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. This segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. The official credit union of 3 and Out is the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, and they'd love for you to become a member moving upward and forward with the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. What are the... So Barrett Salee has basically said that's the most likely scenario is Tennessee goes 9-3.
I don't know if he's saying it's the most likely. That's what he's predicting. I'm just saying there's a difference. He's erring on the optimism side of likely. I don't know what most. What's the official over under? Is it 7.5?
That sounds right. Yeah, because I mean, as we've talked about, those 4 games that. You're not predicted to win. I'd put it at 7.5.
So they're saying you're going to lose those 4, and then there's going to be a game. Do you win it? Do you lose it? That'll decide the season. I don't know which one it'll be. I think Tennessee will win one of those 4.
I do, too. I think, I think they'll win one of those 4, and they'll lose one of the other ones.
It's and probably finish 8-4.
That's where I got them. I got them 8-4.
Eli.
We're going to win the Sun Belt.
Idiot.
Derek Dooley calls an amazing game.
Is it yes, sir?
Is he still there?
Oh, God. No, he had them going 0-8.
Yeah, 2 years in a row that Arkansas doesn't win a game in the SEC.
I know Sam Pittman's a great offensive line coach. I have no idea what he's going to be. This is kind of like what I said about Stoops when he got to Kentucky. Like, he's like, he runs Alabama stuff. He just doesn't have Alabama players. Like, if Pittman goes to Arkansas and tries to run Georgia stuff without Georgia players, they're not going to be very good.
I'm Derek Dooley, no longer with Missouri.
Right.
He's with the Giants.
Nobody fails upward better than Derek Dooley.
It really is remarkable.
Man.
Just
the Giants.
Yeah, his dad was important, so he just keeps
right.
You know. Senior offensive assistant.
Right. Huh. Okay, I guess that works.
Assistant regional manager to the head coach.
Goodness gracious.
Which of the non-Big Four scares you the most? Is it the road trip to South Carolina? Kentucky at home? At Vandy?
Carolina.
It's got to be South Carolina.
Missouri at home?
I think Kalinske, like, he's going to be a lot better this year. Muschamp, from a defensive standpoint, like, I know we got him last year, but
we got him on special teams.
He's always kind of giving you a fight.
Yeah.
He's coaching for his job, too, this year. You got to remember
that. Big time.
I think it's got to be South Carolina because they, like, he'll junk the game up. He just will.
Mm-hmm.
Muschamp is, like, a good rebuilding year one coach in perpetuity. Like, he can't be better than that. But, I mean, they did it last year. He had one of his worst seasons ever as a head coach and still somehow beat Georgia.
It's like Pruitt when he beat Auburn, right?
Yeah. Like just...
But that's just kind of who he is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know... Well, they got Mike Bobo, too.
Mm.
And they got Ryan Helinski coming back who took
Mike
a beating.
Bobo?
I mean, absolutely took a beating. Played on a damn near torn ACL.
Did they get another quarterback, too?
Luke Doty out of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. He's a dual threat guy.
Mm-hmm.
Does DJ want him?
He's gone. Well, who went high in the draft?
I think it was...
I'm trying to pull up their depth chart right now.
I'm thinking of I think it's Birch, that defensive tackle.
Did he ever sign?
That's what I was going to ask, because I can't remember.
They got a big-time running back coming in, too. Marshawn Lloyd, I think is his name. Of course, I don't know if any freshman... Kind of sucks for Tennessee. Like, the year we wanted Harrison Bailey to get a lot of... You know, growth and maybe get up to speed.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure Georgia wants that for their quarterbacks, and they're not going to get it. They got a brand new offense.
That's true.
I mean,
well, and South Carolina's got a new offense too.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, I think that'll kind of help, not for Bailey necessarily, but maybe for the whole team around him.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading something the other day. I think it was one of those. You know, I love these where they ask coaches questions anonymously. And he actually said, what was the exact phrasing? It was, I think the teams that do well this year, it won't be about who's bigger, stronger, faster, who has the elite recruits. It's not about necessarily talent. It's about teams that can come together.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your culture and how you can handle what's going to be different about this year. And somebody chimed in and said, then Jeremy Pruitt should be feeling pretty good because after last year, I think this team did really come together. Not to mention, you return a lot of players at important positions. Shouldn't have to rely on a lot of actual freshmen. Might just be guys who have been in the program for a couple years but haven't had their opportunity to shine yet.
Does say Jordan Birch has signed with South Carolina.
Yeah.
Five-star, .9954 projected first-round pick, comparing him to Jeffrey Simmons.
Marshawn Lloyd is set to start at running back. It's a true freshman.
Is their offensive line any good?
Probably not. That's usually their issue.
Wasn't that what was so bad last year?
Yes. Well, it wasn't.
They had so many injuries on the running back.
It was injuries in the offensive line, too. I think their line was actually pretty good when the year started.
Mm-hmm.
But they just guys kept getting hurt. Their receivers aren't great. They got Shy Smith's back, but the other guys, Josh Van, Chad Terrell, I don't know about those guys.
Shy Smith's back?
Yeah.
He was the one who took the first pass all the way, wasn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
They lost Edwards.
Yeah, he went to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Him and old Lynn Bowden were drafted back-to-back.
The Los Angeles Rams, Los Angeles Chargers, and Las Vegas Raiders now... They just meld together in my brain.
Don't worry about it.
Because the Raiders used to be in Los Angeles. Now it's another L. It's just a mess.
They're also,
especially when
they're just the Raiders to me.
Especially when it's LAC, LAR, LVR on the abbreviations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nightmare. I have no idea.
We will overcome.
About the line, about the offensive line for them.
Well, you're a year older today. You've seen a lot. It's hard to keep them.
It's true.
Hard to keep all the years in check.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you missed it, it's Nate's birthday. Be sure you tweet at him happy birthday. Yeah,
thanks.
Oh, you don't feel good when people tweet you happy birthday?
No, I do. I appreciate it.
Yeah, don't be the whole. Oh no, come on. Oh, don't.
I love our audience.
Don't wish me a happy birthday. Don't dare at me at Nate Hodges and say happy birthday. Sheesh. Please that don't. No, no.
That Muka.
I hate being loved.
Mukuma kid still playing cornerback. That's a thing.
Who?
The real tall, lanky guy that picked off Jake Fromm four times in one game or whatever it was.
Yikes.
I don't know. It's just it's got to be. It's just that road trip. I mean, that's. I don't know. SEC road trips are just tough. Doesn't matter. That trip to Arkansas is going to be one of those, like, just get it over with games. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we might blast them. It might just be our day. We might come out playing well, but brand new coach, getting a team like Tennessee that's supposed to be better but hasn't really proven it yet. I mean, Sam Pittman and the boys are going to be like, this is our chance to, you know, win one as the underdog.
Nah. I'm not worried about that game. We'll win it. It might be ugly, but I think we'll win it. You're
worried about Missouri coming in and just, like, scoring a bunch of points even if they can't stop you type of deal?
Yeah, shootout with Missouri scares me. Muschamp messing the game up. Not really worried about Vanderbilt. Maybe that's a me thing. Part of me is a little bit worried about Kentucky because they get the what's their quarterback's name that was hurt last year? Terry Wilson. He's back.
Yeah.
They've been getting they're not there yet, but they've been getting better. I don't think Stoops is a terrible coach. I said he was very stupid to do the we're going to be Bama, but now he's starting to get some better players in, so they're not awful. But Kentucky scares me less when they have a more kind of straightforward offense. I mean, Lynn Bowden last year running around was terrifying. I mean, that kid was good. And I know he kind of got banged up, but Terry Wilson against us 2 years ago was not very good at all. He was pretty bad. And we were not a good team at all, and we handled him pretty easily. Weren't they like 11th or something when they came in for that game?
Yeah.
They were ranked like pretty high.
15th. Something.
What year?
Two years ago.
When they came to Neyland.
Pruitt's first year. Got the Hail Mary. I know they were ranked in the top 15. They weren't inside the top 10, but no. It was like the highest ranked Kentucky team I think Tennessee had ever played.
For some reason, I want to say 16th, but that's probably a little too low. I'll look it up.
I got it. They were, let's see. They were 6-2 coming into the game.
They were 14th.
14?
Won it 24-7. That moved Tennessee to 5-5 on the year, Kentucky to 7-3. So we won that one, then just lost out to Vanderbilt in Missouri.
Those two games back-to-back were, like, the worst end to a season that I can remember. Maybe worse than Butch Jones. Because you got housed by both of those teams.
I just remember that Missouri game. You had a chance, and then Chris threw that one interception that just kind of like...
Was it a pick six, or did he get, like, inside the five? I thought in my head it was a pick six, but it might not
remember.
Have been.
I just remember at that point, I was like, this game's over.
Yeah, I think that's when we left. Right after the second half started. It was bad. Tried to erase that one from memory. That was just a bad day. Start to finish, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I don't see that kid you're talking about on back to South Carolina depth chart.
Jordan Birch.
God, really? Time. You've still just been deep diving?
Yeah.
We've been talking about something else for 10 minutes.
I saw that he officially signed. I South Carolina had a bio for him. But I didn't see him on any depth charts, but I didn't find any that I thought were updated anyway.
He probably just hasn't reported to campus yet, obviously.
Yeah, no, I found a 2020 depth chart by the state, and they didn't have him on there. I don't know. But, yeah, he's in their signed class, so we'll see. I read through the rest of the depth chart. It does not sound like they're very good, though. Like, okay. I think
for me, just because it's a road game.
Based on the information I have, if Tennessee plays well, they'll win the game.
Okay.
This is not one that should scare you, but that's the thing. You go on the road in the SEC and don't play well, and it can get scary in a hurry. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
Yeah, but especially when you're just not mountains above. I mean,
I've like Vandy and Kentucky are the only teams in my head in the whole league that I think go on the road to those places, don't play very well, and you'll still kind of win easily.
Unless you're horrible. But at this point, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
no, I'm with that.
Like, you could go to Ole Miss next year, play like crap, and get beat. Mm-hmm. You can go to Mississippi State, and Mike Leach might just have one of those games where mm-hmm. he's calling pass plays, and they're just hitting, and you get beat. You go to Arkansas, play like crap, and you get in a game where Sam Pittman calls 14 straight runs in the fourth quarter, and you can't, you know, you're worn mm-hmm. out or something, and you get beat. I feel like you now, with the level of talent we have, you can go to Vanderbilt and just win, and you can probably go to, I don't know, Kentucky. Kentucky, I guess, could be dangerous there, but this year they come mm-hmm. here, so I'm not really worried about it.
It was not a pick six, Houston.
Down inside the five?
Yeah.
Yep.
They did have a 39-yard fumble return for a touchdown.
Maybe that's probably the one I was thinking about. I knew they scored on one defensive flub by us. Mm.
Keller Christ, for the game, 7 of 19, sorry. It's a big difference.
Yeah,
that's a big thing.
Yeah, 173 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 picks. Jared Garantano, 0 of 2, 0.2 QBR.
0.2?
Yeah, 0.2.
He only got 2 attempts. Was the fumble him? Yeah, it doesn't say in those breakdowns, does it?
Doesn't. No.
He's listed with 2 carries for negative 18 yards. No, it doesn't tell me if he had a fumble or not.
Negative 18. Mm. 2 plays.
No receiver had more than 2 catches. Callaway had 2. Palmer, 2.
Did Callaway go over 100 with his 2?
He had 98.
I was going to say, close. I remember being – he caught 2 bombs. That's what I remember.
Jennings had 1 catch for 41 yards. 1 catch.
We've got to be better at quarterback. Just as a program, we have to start getting better at quarterback. Right.
They don't list JG with a fumble for that game.
Okay, good.
Missouri could be
Chris,
tough.
Then?
Chris and Phil's with me. Actually, it didn't even say Chris lost his.
So it was Phil's and me? Huh.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Missouri could be tough because you're coming off the Florida game. They're coming off an Eastern Michigan game.
That's right. Missouri's way up in the schedule now. That's right.
The good news about South Carolina is, despite even though that's your last game before the bye and it's on the road, they also have a tough stretch ahead.
Right before.
Yeah, and they don't have a bye till after either. So it's nice for that to be even. Both South Carolina and Tennessee have the same bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Gotcha.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Hour 2, Friday edition, 3 and Out. Welcome back in. Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports, Knoxville. I think we just need to beat Oklahoma. That way there's no way we lose to Florida per Matt.
I mean, that, now you're hunting 10-2. Just saying.
Can we just get off to a good start once?
We did, 2016. What are you talking about?
No, we didn't. I was in that game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Houston and I were 2 sections over.
All that matters is W in the column.
No, it didn't. It felt like crap. I remember doing the game day show on a Thursday, because it was a Thursday, on remote. They let you out of school. We were on remote. Car dealership. So excited for the season. Everybody was like, this is our year. We got this. We just need a little pass rush. We got Jonathan Kongbo. Going to be a stud.
People got mad we dropped from 9th to 17th after a win.
We had Hurd, Kamara, Dobbs, Malone. I mean, a million. Feels like a million guys that now have at least bounce around the NFL.
I mean, you can't say that Tennessee never gets lucky.
We got App State rolling in.
Covered a fumble for a touchdown to win the game.
No, Butch Jones got lucky. He got lucky a lot, actually. If he hadn't got lucky, he'd have been really bad.
Virginia Tech fumbled it to you like 50 times.
Yeah.
Winning is fragile.
Mm-hmm. It's a knife edge.
We had sleepy Mike DeBoer calling the plays. You know,
he got better. He really woke up against Virginia Tech.
You know what he did in that App State game? Like, do you remember? Like, we could not. They We started the season, and the App State defensive line was whooping our ass up front.
They ran the bear front.
And celebrating. Like, I mean, I remember those guys.
Let's not forget they missed a field goal.
And an extra point.
Yeah.
Either of which could have won the football game.
No, yeah. A good start this year would be fun.
Yeah.
Be very fun.
Just a 13-3 halftime lead for App State.
For App State. Yeah, and it should have been. Was that two touchdowns?
In the second half, Nate.
Or two field goals? Look that up. Did they miss an extra point in the first half? It should have been 14-3.
Let's see here.
Or was that later?
I'm going to play by play right now.
No, I think they missed their first extra point. Shy Tuttle blocked it, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, they had two touchdowns and a missed extra point.
It should have been 14-3 at halftime. It was 13-3.
But that 67-yard pass to Josh Malone.
It was big. That was like the go-to, hey, we're kind of in trouble. Well, launch it up to number three.
But that only came after, like, I don't know if you remember. I was sitting there watching it, and there was a seismic shift in the play calling from Mike. We started running Jalen Hurd. Like 3 out of 4 plays.
Mm-hmm. For like 2 or 3 yards.
Well, but then it started turning into 4 and 5. And then, like, it was like, we are going to run this guy into the ground to beat App State.
Oh, we fumbled the first opening kick or the punt return.
Sutton?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like the first time we touched the
ball. He muffed it. He just dropped it right between his legs.
But when they threw, and I don't even remember when this was, when they threw that wheel route that was actually pretty well covered by our defensive end. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I remember who it was. Like Vereen, maybe. I mean, he actually peeled off.
No, I think it was Vereen.
And I mean, he didn't turn and find the ball. But I mean, for a defensive end, he was as close to in phase as he could be. And that coach's kid quarterback that, you know, I mean, you know, my dad's from the Carolinas.
He dropped a dime.
He's like, hey, you know this App State quarterback's Bobby Lamb's son, right?
From coach's kid, you know, Jim Rat.
Yeah. Bobby Lamb was the offensive coordinator for – I may mess this up, but I think he was the offensive coordinator for Furman when George Quarles was a player. And this is his kid playing quarterback at App State.
Okay.
He dropped that ball in there, and I'm like, oh, God, they got us.
No, that reminded me of –
that's why it got scary.
Reminded me of Georgia State's quarterback last year. Mm. One of those early plays, he throws it to the tight end, splits two safeties over the linebacker, and I remember thinking, oh, man, this is not going well.
The box score for the final – in overtime, just lists as Jalen Hurd 0 yard fumble recovery.
Yeah, because Dobbs got crushed.
They thought he might not.
Yeah, they thought he might not play the next week. Man, he got smoked on that play. Good times. What are we doing to ourselves right now?
No, it's just going to be so much better this year because they're going to get off to a good start.
Yeah,
we're just going to blast Charlotte.
Right, good start. That's the key.
Well, I mean, the Georgia Tech win. I mean, it was a win against a good opponent, or decent opponent, but didn't feel good, right? I mean, last year was Georgia State. That's 2018?
No, App State was the worst win. I mean, Georgia Tech, that team, Tennessee's team, was not very good, and that's a tough offense, so just to win it was good.
2018 was West Virginia. 2017 was Georgia Tech. 2016 was App State. Like,
15 was Oklahoma.
Almost heaven.
No, 15 was Bowling Green.
Well, I'm saying.
Yeah, that was the year.
The big out-of-conference game. Yeah.
Do you remember Bowling Green, though?
I remember
people were freaking out, though.
Yeah, couldn't stop Garrett Dieter.
And Matt Johnston, their quarterback.
Oh, he was good. Yeah, he was good.
Didn't Bowling Green, like, cover every game that year?
Maybe. I don't know what
I thought that was the thing.
I don't know what the line was for the I mean, Tennessee kind of poured it on late.
2014 was our last good start, and that season was awful. But 2014, Chucky Keaton was going to chew us up. Remember,
Dark Horse Heisman candidate,
38-7, wasn't even close.
Remember, Brock Huard said after the game, he's like, "I just knew Utah State was going to win this game." And all the guys in the production meeting said the whole thing. All Brock Huard would talk about all week was how Utah State's going to pull the upset. They're going to be the story. He basically wasn't even prepped to talk about Tennessee the whole game. That was when Tessitore gave us that amazing, and this is the T opening. Like, oh, that was vintage Joe Tessitore.
Was that the first year of the SEC Network?
Yep. I believe
so. We played that game. It was on the Sunday because Labor Day was the next day.
Utah State was a Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. I just remember going back and rewatching it and thinking, this Tessitore guy's money. Then he did Monday Night Football. Yikes.
They announced he was doing Monday Night Football now? I mean, we know it's not.
No, they've said who it's not.
Yeah, one stripes ass worst opening season win, App State 2016 or Georgia State 2017. For me, it was App State because I thought that team was going to be so much better. I knew the 2017 team was sucked. Yeah, I was actually kind of mad. I found myself almost pulling for Georgia Tech.
I wasn't pulling for them, but I remember thinking, like, if we lose, I really don't care.
We were doing
care.
That whole 1 yard off the ball thing. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing we did made sense. We had told, was that when we told Garantano he'd play and he didn't?
Yep, and he was quote-unquote pouting on the bench. Yeah. That was the Marquez Callaway balling all over Georgia Tech.
Yikes. Final segment. Now or two. Let's beat down Charlotte.
Good times.
Final segment, hour number two. One in Stripes says he thought it would be the Georgia Tech game because we did the all-night radio show. That did suck. I mean, at least there was a lot of material, though.
Oh, like, there, yeah.
Like, see, trying to do the all-night show, if we'd have beaten Georgia Tech, like 40 to 10 would have been...
Yeah, almost impossible.
Yeah.
That's like, was that the first non-voluntary reaction, voluntary reaction, or did we have a, or was it a real voluntary? No, it was a real voluntary reaction.
Yeah, we called
it. Because Russell did it on the bus, yeah.
Yeah, they were on the bus.
They called in.
Bear and I started here. And then we did it so long, I just decided to stay on the whole time.
I remember walking in the next morning being like, Nate, you got here early? And you're like, I never left.
I never left.
I kept checking the stream. There were like hundreds of people still listening.
I'm keep talking.
I don't know if they were asleep in their phone. I mean, but it only registers if you're like actively streaming the audio. So I was like, people listening. No. People were driving back. I know a lot of people were listening, heading down the road. Good times, good times.
No.
Charlotte. Charlotte going to be any good?
No. I mean, God, I hope not. They did give us a lot of trouble. Was that 2 years ago? We could not block their defensive end. I think they had like 5 or 6 sacks.
Yeah. Will Healy their coach?
That sounds right.
Maybe.
That sounds...
He was at Austin Peay. I just can't remember if he went straight over the year after we played Charlotte or that was the year we played. I did get this question Dakota wanted to ask. He saw where there was an account talking about how like they predicted that we beat Alabama this year, but then like somehow drop an egg and lose to Arkansas. Is there a trap game where you think we actually do get over the hump and then just have like a massive letdown the next week?
Yeah. Missouri.
And that's why Missouri might be more dangerous than South Carolina.
Like, if you beat Oklahoma, I don't think there's any way you lose to Furman. But I think you could beat Florida, and then Missouri comes in here. Everybody's riding high, feeling good. The team, you know, feels like they've exercised the demon, and then you chunk one up.
What about Troy? If you beat Georgia on the road?
Sure. Like I said, I mean, Troy's...
They have talent.
Yeah, they're good.
Or even Kentucky. Like, if you... Let's say you play a close game against Alabama but lose. Then you go to Arkansas and you win big. And people are like, okay, we got this. Georgia coming in 2 weeks. We just got to get this Kentucky game at home over with. Can't wait to go to Sanford Stadium and take another shot at getting a big, you know, big win. And Kentucky comes in and you're not ready to play because you're kind of overlooking them. That could be another trap. But really, this schedule could not be any better. Like, I don't think – I mean, maybe you could argue moving, like, flipping some of the games, but you really – you can't complain. Remember we had the death row? It seemed like 2 years in a row or, like, four straight just
Yeah, four or
games.
Five in a row where it's just, like, how on earth?
I mean, they're broken up perfectly this year. You go Charlotte at Oklahoma, Furman, then – Florida at Neyland, you get to, you know, stay home and get ready for the Gators.
Then Missouri, not Georgia.
Right, and it's Missouri at home again. So even if you're coming off of let's say it's a big win, you're coming off a high, or it's a close loss, you're coming off a low, you get to just stay home, you know, get ready for Missouri. And then after those three straight home games, it's off to South Carolina. And if you can just got that road win out. Then you get the bye week, and you get to get ready for Alabama at home. Then it's at Arkansas, probably one of your two easiest road games on the season right after Alabama. Then back home for Kentucky, then at Georgia, then Troy. I mean, it just kind of goes from big game to not so big. Big game, not so big.
Yeah, if I could change anything, I would flip the Georgia and Florida game. Play Georgia earlier in the year, Florida later in the year, because I would always I've always wanted to kind of see what would happen if you brought Florida up here in the cold.
Yeah, that's true.
But Florida's really good about not playing games outside the state of Florida after mid-October.
They do have
it's remarkable.
They do go at Vanderbilt in November this year.
Finally.
Foster said he was listening the night on the app. That night, the Georgia Tech night, fell asleep with it on, woke up, and we're still going. Crazy night.
It's going to make you feel good.
One in Stripes called in at 4:30 a.m. It sounded like I needed some more fuel to the fire.
Oh, he could, since you were kind of,
that was, yeah.
You were fading a little bit.
Fading. I think that's about when, like, Bear had left.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably about the time the bus got back.
Mm.
No, maybe a little after. No, we still weren't back.
Really? Golly, what a late start.
Oh, so
and then
late.
Overtime. Sheesh. Those were the days.
I don't want to think about it. That game might have hurt me more than Georgia State.
Really?
Yeah. It's just
the win?
Yeah, because at that point I was so out on Butch Jones. Like, I just wanted it to, like, let's hurry up and get this guy fired, because it was inevitable. You knew it was going to happen. Like, there was no way that team was going to be good. Like, they struggled to beat Georgia Tech. That was, like, one of the worst Florida teams ever, and you let Felipe Franks throw a bomb to beat you after John Kelly goes Superman in the second half. You just knew that team was going to be junk. And they proved it. Poor leadership. Year two of a new coach, bunch of defensive injuries. I mean, it stunk at the time. Don't get me wrong. But I think the BYU game hurt more than the Georgia State game, because you had that one won. And then Alante Taylor turns the wrong way.
I don't know. I think Georgia State was the worst. I think that's selective memory. I mean, because I was afraid we were going to fire Pruitt after Georgia State, and that was a worse feeling than having to fire Butch Jones. We knew that was going to need to happen eventually. I was like, oh, God, are we going to have to fire another guy?
No, nah, but George.
I mean, we weren't ready to fire him then, but we were asking the question, like, if this continues, like, you can't be doing this.
But
they got better.
Beating Georgia State gave the Butch Jones sheep, even if they eventually became non-sheep, that was like ammo. Like, oh, did you see
beating Georgia Tech?
Beating Georgia Tech. They came together. They rallied, and I was just thinking, oh my gosh, no, they did not. You got lucky. And then I started to believe that maybe they had come together against Florida in the second half, and then they get beaten. I was just like, all right, season's done. Mm-hmm. Then they almost lost to UMass. Was UMass after Florida? I believe.
I remember
sitting in the stands going, fire him right now. Like, just get it over with. It's inevitable. Start your search. What are you doing?
Tyler Bird had, like, the one touchdown in that game.
I think so.
It was, like, right before the end of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I left at halftime. I was, like, it was super hot. Not many people were there. It was just miserable.
It was hot.
At that point, and it was like, this is just pointless.
Chris Berman was, like, on the UMass sideline. Yeah. You remember that? He's just so soaked in sweat.
I can't remember who their coach was. They fired him for your guy now.
The guy who likes Tool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Walt Bell?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Those were the days.
If we have to pull an all-nighter after Charlotte, oh, my God. I don't want to think about that. Decade of the Vols. Pruitt said it. Pruitt's birthday was yesterday. Nate's birthday is today. I'm not getting negative. We're good.
Haven't lost a game this decade.
Undefeated. We do have the second longest winning streak in college football. Don't forget that.
Is it for Power 5 schools?
Probably, yeah.
It's LSU that's ahead of us, which obviously they won the national championship.
Are they that team, by the way, that LSU team last year? That's my favorite national championship team that's not Tennessee.
Yeah.
Maybe of all time.
They were fun to watch.
Huh. Like, LSU fans, I'm sure, love that team, appreciate that team. I could not imagine how much fun last season would have been if you're an LSU fan.
That's the single greatest season for a team ever.
It's got to be up there. Just the excitement, the offensive firepower, good defense, the teams you beat.
Yeah.
How you beat them.
Yeah. Brutal schedule. Just took on all comers and won. Incredible. We'll kick off hour 3. Stick with us right here. Getting you set for the weekend. 1 hour to go on 3 and Out.